Okay, we're in Parak Gimel in Hilchos Kilayim. This will be our focus today. And the Rambam is going to talk about some of the... First, he's going to deal with how we understand differences in species of seeds and plants, what exactly makes one different from the other. And then we're going to get into a little bit how a person is able to plant in, let's say, one large field area, different types of crops. And as we, tomorrow, when we do Perek Dalet, you'll see there's going to be a lot of pictures and diagrams to understand these cases. All right. But for today, we'll do Perek Gimel. The Rambam says, Yesh minin bizarin shiye mina echa nifra litzuras harbe ne shinui mekomos v'avodo she'ovdin ha'aretz ad shiyer kishnei minin. So there are certain types of plants, certain types of species, right, where based on where, let's say it's we'll call plant X. Okay. So plant X is planted in country A, it'll look one way. And if it's planted in country B, it looks a different way. To the point where you would think they're two different minin, even though they don't look alike, they're really one min. So even though X is planted in A and X is planted in B and they look completely different, we still treat them as X, as one min, and therefore if I planted them together, I would not violate the prohibition of kilayim. Right, but there are other types of seeds, right, where they are very similar to each other. Okay, but suashnei and krovel yot surachas, and the forms are almost identical. But nonetheless, we treat them as two different types of species. So therefore, they'd be prohibited with each other. Now, the Rambam is going to go ahead and give us some examples, which we'll fly through pretty quickly. And obviously, the list could go on and on. So gimel ketsa. So for example, chazeras im chazeras galim. So in general, the general issue here is we'll call them regular versus wild, let's say vegetables. So for instance, the first case is you have regular lettuce, and then you have this other, literally gal means wave. You have this wavy lettuce, okay, or ulshin im ulshe sada, or you have certain types of endives, wild and regular endives. Akrishin im krishe sada, kispar im kispar harim, chadim chadal mitzri. Again, you get the idea here. Again, mustard. Regular mustard seed versus Egyptian. So these are not considered kilayim with each other. So if I took, let's say, regular mustard seed and Egyptian mustard seed and sowed them together, that'd be fine. So too we have this with regular wheat and wild or undomesticated wheat. This gets a little trickier what the difference is, but basically you have, again, barley with oats, kusmim shifon, poli ma sapir, perkadin ima tupach, pulavan ima shashuim, kshus ima malafon, kruv im his robasar, ratradin ima leunin. Again, all these different cases, different kinds of zucchinis and cabbages. If you look on a chart, you would say like they're really cabbage, and there's two different expressions of the same thing. Inam kilan zaiza, all these things, if I planted them together, would not be kilan. Aval hatsnon ima nefuzin. But now you have these types of radishes. So you have radish A and this other thing called nefusin, which is radish B, or chadali malifsan, you have mustard with some other type of cabbage, udalas, yuvanis, udalas mitzris, or if you have a Greek pumpkin or squash with an Egyptian pumpkin or squash, or udalas armoza, afi shadomim zelazat, even though they're very much alike, if I saw an Egyptian squash and a Greek squash, they would look exactly the same, they're considered different minim. Hare elu kilayim zebazeh. Therefore, it would be forbidden to sow them together. Halacha dalet. V'chein be'ilan, sheyesh shnei minin shedom zelazeh. So remember, by trees, we're worried about grafting. So let's say you have trees where you have two minim, two species that are very much alike in their ba'alin, in their leaves, or with peros, or let's say with their fruits. Hol v'chein shnei minin, hare elu kilayim. But if there are two different minim, two different species, they are kilayim if I graft them. Ketzad atapochim chazran. So let's say, like, for instance, fruits, apples with like crab apples, hafarskin imashgedim, so you have peaches and almonds, hashzofen imarimen, so those are prunes with some type of juice thing. Afi shadomen zelazeh, even though if I looked at them, they would look exactly like harehin kilayim zebazeh, they would still be considered kilayim. Avaha gasim imha krustim lamim, so these are apricots and certain types of plums, apushim imha uzradin, enikam zebazeh. So again, why these, we have to study the nature of agriculture during that period of time to understand what makes them similar and different. And of course, there are many, many, many others that would be applied to this list. So he continues. Let's say you have plants and other trees. So even though they are two completely different things, in earth, essentially, and in our nature, hold the alun shel zeh domim alun shel zeh. But since the leaves of one are like the other, o pri shel zeh domo le pri shel zeh, or one the fruit of one is very much like the fruit of the other. Dimyon gadol, they're so much alike. Ad shiyiru kishnei gavnin mimin echad, until the point that it looks like that they are literally two fruits of the same species. Lo chashul on the kelaim zeh mizeh. We're not concerned about kelaim here. Shein holchem be kelaim ela achar maris ayin. That's the key. Okay, we always go based on maris ayin, on how it might look. Okay, meaning the appearance is what tells us whether or not they're kelaim or not. Halachavav. So Ketza, what's an example? Halefes imatznon. Okay, so let's say I have turnips and radishes in a kelaim zeh mizeh. They're not considered kelaim. Bignei shepiriehen shavin, because their fruits look exactly alike. The produce look alike. That lefes imanafos ain't kelaim zeh mizeh. These are also turnips with another type of radish. They're not considered kelaim. They shal and shal and shavin, because here the leaves are similar. Aval tznoni manafos. But if I take a regular radish with that other type of radish, afi shal and domen zeh lezeh, even though the leaves look alike, that pri domo the pri and the produce look alike, hare elu kelaim. Now, why are they kelaim? Hol v'tam pri zeh rachok v'tam pri zeh v'yoseh. The reason why is because radish A tastes completely different than radish B. So since they taste so different from each other, halacha deems them to be separate minim, and that's why you can't sew them together. Okay, that's part one of the parak. Now the Rambam gets into how to separate out species from each other to ensure you don't violate the prohibition of kilayim. So halacha zayin. Kama marchiken ben shnei minei zroim shein kilayim zayim zeh. So how much do we have to separate out between two, let's say, different types of seeds that would be kilayim if they're planted with each other, right? Kadei sheyu nirim uvdalin zemizeh. Again, note the stress here. Separate them out to the point that if someone saw them, they would appear as if they are separate from each other. Aval im nirin she nizru be'irvuvya harez aser. But as long as they appear as if they were planted together, then it's aser. So even though they're separate from each other, physically, they have to appear to be separate from each other. So halacha ches. Now here comes a hard part. V'shiurin rabim yesh baracha kazos. Okay, and there's many, many different measurements given insofar as the distance required to be placed between min A and min B. Hakolufi gold al sada hanizras, it all goes by the size of the field. Ulufi rova alin vishiluach hayonkos, as well as what it called. This is very important too. The amount of leaves, right? And the most important one is how far out the branches spread. Okay, because remember, you could plant something here, right? And let's say have a space to the next thing. But if the plant, so to speak, grows in a way where the leaves and branches get everywhere, then the harchaka, the distance, empty distance disappears, okay? So I'll give you an example in a halacha test right now. Give me a second. Hold on. Our first picture here. Just give me one second. Right, okay. So here's a good example of what we're gonna see. See? There's going to be two cases that Rambam's going to mention, but here we have a field with one min, okay, a field with another min, okay, and notice that there's a hacha min atzad. This means that there's a space, an area empty between the two from the side. So if you walked this way, right, you're walking that way, and you would see the fields, you would see in this hachaka, right, a very clear separation. Or here too, there's a hachaka in the middle. There's an empty area between the field with one min and the field of the other min that ensures from a Mara Sinai standpoint that the fields, that the two minim are separate from each other. So that's what he's going to say right now in Parak and in the Halacha test. Ketza, Sadeu Shahaisa Zrua, Mintua. Let's say, There's a field that has, let's say, wheat planted in it. Uvikesh Lizrua Betsida, Mintua Cheres, Besada Achas. And now I want to grow a different min of Tua in a different field that's next to it. Marchik b'nein base rova. Okay, so in general, what you would do is you would create a space of a base rova. What's a base rova? Behu ki eser amos v'chomesh ama al eser amos v'chomesh ama. So it's about basically 10 and a fifth amos, okay? Bein min ha'emsa, bein min ha'tzad. So I need a square 10 and a fifth amos. Okay, now be sufficient to create our chaka, right? Whether it's in the middle or in the side. Vim lo haya b'nein kishira zeh, but if I don't have that amount, aser, it's prohibited. However, vein aloke, but I don't get malchus, ashu kruvin b'sok shisha tvacha. Right, that's the other measurement we have to keep in mind. The default standard in halacha for distance between A and B, it always has to be at least six tvacha. So again, what you need to aim for in this field situation is you want this harchaka of, let's say, 10 by 10, just to make it simple, right? But ultimately, you only get makas if you planted them within six tvachim from each other. So six tvachim over and over again is going to be the standard that's going to be used in kilayim. Halachiyah. Now, ha'isa sadeo zura yarek. Let's say his field has vegetables in it. Ubikesh litzura betzida sada yarek acher. And now he wants to plant in the field next to it a different vegetable. Afil delas, even if it's, let's say, a squash. Marchuk ben shtei asados. He must separate between the two fields. Shisha tvachim a shisha tvachim. A square area of 6 by 6, meruba b'miyatzah b'menemsa. Now that's different than the grain. By the grain, the Rambam wants 10 1/5 amos. Here, 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Upachos mashir is there aser, right? Now here's what's interesting. Less than this amount is aser. Then a lokat you kruvim b'soch tefach. Now notice that in here, 6 tefachim is the regular amount of space between vegetables. Okay, but what we say is that if there's as long as it's more than a tefach, you won't get malchus. However, if I grew or sew together vegetable A and vegetable B within a tefach of each other, then I would get makas for that. So one standard by grain, one standard by vegetables. Halacha yadav. Now, of course, ha'isa achas mishtei asadot zrua tzvua v'ashniya betzida yerek odolas marchik b'neim beis roba. So we always go machmer. Let's say one field is, I have one field of wheat, and then I have one field of, let's say, vegetable, right? I don't go based on the smaller separation. I use the bigger one, which means I need the beis roba, the 10 1/5 amos by 10 1/5 amos harchaka between the two fields. Okay, lachid base. But medvar amorim shed sarich laharchaka b'shiurin halalu bein shtei sados. Okay, this is only where I need to create the harchaka right between two fields or within two fields. Aval im haisa sadehu zrua yerek. But let's say I have a field that has vegetables in it that I planted a vegetable A. V'ratzol lizrua b'tzida shura shel yerek min acher. Now, let's say I want to just plant one row of a different, not a whole field, but one row of a different vegetable. Right? It's another thing that's always going to come back to haunt us, which is this idea of a telem. So what does a person have to do? A person has to dig a trench, a ditch. Okay, a telem is a ditch or a trench. So if he's going to have, let's say, if he has a field of vegetables and he wants to add, so to speak, a row of a different vegetable, he has to dig a telem, okay, which is Arko shisha tefachim levad, racho ka'omko, okay? And yes, again, the telem in general is going to be a 6 tefach long, and its width is the same of its depth. That's what you need to separate out the field of vegetable A from the shura, from the row of vegetable B, a telem, okay? Alachi gimel. Haisa sadeu zrua, hold on, I'm just not sure if I have a picture of that, I don't remember. No, okay. But it's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, alachi gimel. Haisa sadeu zrua tfua. And let's say a person has a field that has grain planted in it. Ratzo lizra bisocha. And he wants to plant in that field a shur shayarek, a row of vegetables. Afilu shur shalbluin, sha'alin shalan aruchim, mustafchin. Now you see why he mentions squash all the time. Even if he wanted to plant a row of squash, where the leaves of the squash, when they grow, are wide and they cover a huge area, right? Marchik b'nei shisha tvachim. Now he still has to create, all he has to do is create a separation of 6 tvachim between the squash and the grain. Then nimshikhu alam shadalas v'nechesulitzvua. However, let's say the leaves of the squash grow out to the point where they start going into the field of wheat. V'nistafu ba, right? What is he, and it's covering it. So now what does he have to do? Yakar minatzvua shlifnei dalas ashloiz arvo alam. So we have to uproot the grain stuff from the encroaching squash leaves to make sure the leaves don't mix. But the Ram says, of course, if I'm only planting shuras in general, let's say I have a row that I planted and then I want to plant another row, right? Then all I got to do is stick a telem between each one. That's the standard between shuras. Okay, lucky dal. Now, let's say I went ahead and made the correct separation between the two minim. Okay, now let's say one species actually becomes draped over, okay, draped over physically onto the other one. Shenatsa tfuah ala tfuah yarek al gabi yarek or yarek al tfuah tfuah yarek, right? So it doesn't matter if it's vegetable and vegetable or the mixture of grain and vegetable. Hakom butter. Why? Shemi hirka kashir. Because I went ahead and created a separation as I'm supposed to do. Except for chutz midlas yavanas, except for these Greek squashes, shahinim shechas harbek, because these end up becoming, they extend all over the place. Levikachim natasa. Therefore, if one became draped onto another, yakarm lufaneach moshmarna, then you'd have to pull out the other one so that it doesn't keep as it encroaches, it doesn't touch the other species. Alacha tezvav. Now, haya bein shneyaminim bor or niyar or gafa or derech or geder. Okay, so let's say between the two species, I have, for example, a well, a cistern, a fence that's 10 tvachim high, a ditch that's 10 tvachim in depth and width of 4. Let's say I have a tree whose branches hang down to the ground, or a rock that's 10 tvachim high, v'roch of arba, and 4 in width. Then harezim mutter, so I can rely on that. I can grow tvu on one side of the rock and vegetables on the other side. All right, because they're functioning to separate A from B. So if I walked by and I saw this big rock in between A and B, I'd recognize that A and B are not kilayim; they're being planted separately. Halacha design. So when do I require these types of things? As we said before, it's always about, I need a hachaka always in a case where it's my field. Within my field, I want to grow different things. Now, but let's say I'm growing in my field wheat. My neighbor can grow in his field that abuts my field. Barley, Shinemar Sadechalos is Rakalayim, your field. Ina Israel, she is Sadeo Kalayim, right? Shalunemar Arzlos is Rakalayim, right? It's only my field, right? But you can have my field having Min A and your field having Min B abutting each other. Not only that, Veloot, Ela Afilu Zerabasok Sadeus Arim, Samachitim, right? Even let's say in my field, I have barley and it's next to wheat, Meshek Zeras Arim, Achasamchulu Sadechavero, right? And now, my barley is almost to the point to getting to my friend's field, Shehiz Rosarim, where he has barley in his field. It's mutar, it's a mutar. Nation Niro Hasorim Shibatoch Sadeo, Shehin So Sadechavero. Why? Because there's no Marasayan here. Because if I walk by the fields, I'll see there's Ginsburg's field, even though he has barley in it, and there's Smith's field, and he has barley in it, but they're two different fields. So the fact that there's two different bylaws, two different owners of the fields, that's enough to create the distinction. Okay, Alachi Yad Zion. Let's say my field is planted with wheat, and my friend's field that's abutting it is also planted with wheat. So I'd be allowed to go ahead and sow one row of flax, okay, at the side of my wheat, right? That's right next to my neighbor's field of wheat. Because people, if they walk by, know, of course everyone knows this, that you don't only plant one trench of flax. And the only reason why he did this, he's only planting one row to check out, to make sure he can go ahead and actually grow pishtan in his field. And what's he really doing? He's almost planting for the point of destroying it. I mean, he's not going to keep it long term. That's why you can't plant the different min. Bein shtei shuros elu. I can't plant the different min between the two rows. Shame min echad ash yachik pesok shalom. Until I separate out the necessary amount. Finally, lach yudches. Haisa sadeos de chaver shebetzida zruin shnei minei tzvua. Lo yizr b'neim chardal. Okay, so remember, different halachas in general, as you saw before, we were dealing with tzvua, with grains and with yarek, with vegetables. But remember, the pishdan has some exceptions and chardal has exceptions. Remember, chardal, very, very tiny. It's sown in a very spread out way. So let's say my field and my friend's field that's neighboring it are both planted with two different kinds of tefuah. Lo yizr b'neim chardal v'charia. So you should not plant and even one row of mustard seeds or what are these, some other type of seeds. Afilu talam echad, even a talam's worth. Vinesha am zor me'elu talam echad. Because what do people do? Because people normally sow one row like that. That's how they normally plant them. But if the two fields, field A, mine, field B, my friends, have two different vegetables in them, then I could plant a row of chardal between them. Right? Because I'm allowed to go ahead and bring a minim close to a chardal, except for grains. because they don't have a harmful effect on grains. Let's say the corner of one field that was planted is, in a sense, touching a block of my friend's field. That's mutter because they appear separate from each other based on the design of the fields. And of course, if the corners of each field are touching each other, right? That's 100% fine. So I'll show you what that looks like in a second, but the point is the design of the fields also can play a role in understanding or seeing how one's model from the other. So I'll show you that right now. Hold on. Here it is. Look at this picture here. So we see here in the bottom case, right, it's clear, even though these two fields are touching, it's clear if I walk by where my field ends and where my friend's field begins. So that's why I could plant, let's say, for instance, the chardal on these corners, because it's clear where one field ends and the other begins. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will pick up Paradalid tomorrow.